we present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. This week we can promise you a nail-biting contest, followed by a nose-picking contest. Involving our teams of Barry Cryer and Graham Garden on the left. Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor on the right. And we start with a game called Signature Tunes. In this round I shall be asking the team members to suggest signature tunes for public figures. I'll award points for suitability and tastelessness in reverse order. Who should we start with? Let's start with you, Tim.
Well, was going to suggest for Elizabeth Taylor, I'm Just a Girl Who Can't Say No, but I don't. Instead, I've got Ronald Reagan with I'm Gonna Wash That Stuff Right Out of My Hair.
I think that's very good.
Thank you.
Puts you ahead at the moment. And we'll go to Barry Cryer.
Paranormal forces are operating here because Ronald Reagan, who occurred to me immediately for a signature tune, which is Black is the Colour of My True Love's Hair, but it's really a bit too coincidental. Freddie Laker, Can't We Try Again?
Willie?
I picked upon Prince Andrew, I don't know, who is well known for having pulled off something of a coup. his mother said he made a terrible mistake. I thought probably he would sing I Want a Girl Just Like the Girl Who Married Dear Old Dad.
Yeah, you're going to the OBE, aren't you?
Yes, yeah. In a big way.
Okay, Graham.
Yes, I mean, apart from Norman Tebbit and The Bicycle Made for Two, I...
Actually, that would do for Cyril Smith, too.
Yeah, or even three. I thought possibly Mary Whitehouse. It's high time she had a signature tune, other things. And she's always doing her duty and keeping our lives pure and clean. And I thought her tune would be, Oh, what a dutiful morning. Oh, what a dutiful day. The pawn is as high as an elephant.
Okay, we go on to the point where I flick through the yellow pages and ask our teams to stop me and choose a trade, and then at the end of the programme I'll be asking the teams for appropriate names for members of that trade.
Please, Humph, can I stop you this time?
Barry, you can stop me this time.
Stop.
And we're on G. Letter G. And what have we got here? I think we'll pick the hardest one, because there's a lot of fairly simple ones here. We'll pick gunsmiths.
Oh.
Gunsmiths. We go on now to the round.
Can we have grocers? That comes under G.
grocers.
No, I turn down grocers.
Well, let's do both.
Grocers, let's do both.
Let's do both.
Can we have gunsmiths who sell groceries?
Would you like... I'll tell you what. Would you? It would confuse the audience if we had grocers or gunsmiths, so would you prefer to have grocers?
And gunsmiths.
And gunsmiths.
Gives grocers us more play.
Okay, confuse the audience then. I don't mind.
How about grocers and gunsmiths who pack guns?
We'll do grossmiths, gunsmiths. Okay, good news, bad news. Someone who I'm about to nominate will start with some good news, and the next person will give us the corresponding bad news, and the person after that will give us the good news, and so on, until I think that they've reached a fine artistic conclusion, and then I'll press the button. And we start with you, Tim. Give us the good news.
Good news... The pubs are changing their opening hours.
Bad news. They're not opening till 11 at night.
Good news, they're staying open till 11 o'clock the next night.
The bad news is they're going to stop selling drinks.
Good news is they're going to give them away.
Bad news, but only to one-legged Muslims.
Good news, I've got a hacksaw and a copy of the Koran.
But Alan Koran.
Okay, well done. Willie wins that one now. Graham, you start with the good news now.
Yes. The good news is that British Rail are expecting a profit.
Bad news. The second coming has been delayed due to a points failure at Peterborough.
Yes. Can't improve on that one. We're going to start with you, Barry, now with some good news.
Good news. My horoscope says I'm going to meet a tall, dark stranger.
Bad news. I've just spotted Norman Tibbett.
Good news. So has a seagull.
Here.
Order! Okay, Willie, see if you can start off now with some good news.
Good news. I saw E.T. last night.
Bad news, it was after six gins.
Good news, I let him use my telephone.
Ah.
Bad news, I've just found out the telephone is pregnant.
Good news, it's the only way to get another telephone, is it?
The bad news is, but who wants a telephone that has morning sickness and eats pickles?
Good news, E.T. cheered me up by sticking his finger in my ear.
Bad news, I've just found out now I'm pregnant.
Okay, we'll go on to the round called Singing Relay. This is the round where members of each team sing a song taking alternate words. And if you get through the song, I shall make you do it again faster. Graham and Barry, your song comes from that fine classic of animated movies, Hey Ho. It comes from
Snow White, is it sometimes known?
It comes from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And it's called Hey Ho.
We dig, 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 dig in our mind the whole day through. To dig, 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 dig is what we like to do. And while we dig, we always sing. For when you dig, there ain't a better thing than a tune. Than a tune. You can whistle or can croon. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go. Just keep on singing all day long. Hi-ho, 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 hi-ho. For if you're feeling low, you positively can't go wrong with a hi-ho.
Confusion with our highs and hoes there.
The idea of the game is to sing it fast, actually.
I know.
All right.
I'm feeling dopey, but they can't touch you for it.
I mean, you took that pretty well at dictation speed.
Got a laugh from the band.
Can you try it a little bit faster?
We dig, 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 dig in our throat.
No, we can't.
You only got through one line. And so, Tim and Willie, we'd like to have your song now. And your song is Happy Talk.
Happy talk, keep talking. Happy talk, talk about things you'd like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about a moon floating in the sky, looking like a lily on a fig. Talk about a bird learning how to fly, making all the music he can make. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. Yeah, but have a dream. If you don't have a dream, you're gonna have a dream come true.
I think it's only fair to ask you to do it again at a faster rate.
Here we go.
See if we can get further than Barry and Graham.
Okay.
happy talk. Keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You've got to have a dream.
If you don't
have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about...
Okay. Well, I think you've got further than Barry and Graham did with their song, so I'll give you that round, and we go on now for word for word.
Everybody got through a song. Rubbish.
Word for word is the name of this game. It's the round in which one of the members of a team says a word, and his partner must say another word totally unconnected with the first, and so on. And the other team has to challenge and try and prove a connection. So let's start now with you, Graham and Barry.
Leg. Theodolite.
Challenge there from Tim Brooke Taylor.
Theodolite has legs.
Yes. Absolutely.
Leg
right.
Singular.
Very good challenge.
It hasn't got a leg, though.
It's got
It'd fall over if it had a leg.
Tim,
a light leg.
Will you take up with the word for Willie?
Will I take one up for him? Curriculum.
Bowl.
Abacus.
Trouser.
Over. Challenge there from Graham Dowden.
Well, I can't help noticing that Tim has an abacus sticking out of his trousers. And furthermore, he's counting on it.
It isn't
heard
an abacus.
I've heard of beads of perspiration, but that's ridiculous.
I can dream. Are you allowing that, Hump?
No, I'm not going to allow that. Oh,
abacus is Greek for
Willie,
trust, isn't it?
Willie, start off with one for Tim.
Vulture.
Seat.
Lily.
Screen.
Lake.
Graham.
Screen Lake.
Oh, guess.
It's a movie.
I think that's probably the most pathetic thing I've
heard. I don't know.
No,
Green Lake.
Veronica Lake. Who has nothing to do with it?
Jack Nicholson.
Showing at the Veronica on the Hill.
Jack Nicholson.
He's right. He's right. Graham, take a word up.
Musket.
What?
Hesitation.
No, wrong. Sequin.
Potato. Coat. Hanger.
Nose.
Job.
Challenge.
As Barry will tell you.
Challenge.
Very easy to have a nose job.
What is your challenge? Nose job.
Nose job. People have operations on noses.
Facelifts.
Nose job.
Doc,
as opposed to a... No.
Well, it's a closer connection than coat and hanger, so I'll give you that one. And I think we'll go on to the next one, because you're pretty easy.
And let's go back to the last one. That was fun.
Sounds peculiar. I'm going to play in a few... No, I'm not. You can't do this.
Have another go, Hump. The lip's gone, you see. Best of luck tonight.
Loosen your abacus, Hump.
Yeah. Right. Order.
I have a pint.
Wait a minute. Okay.
It's gone. It's gone. It's sad when they go like this, isn't it? He's getting the bends.
Touch
of
the
Benny Greens. Hold it. We're going to play a round called Sounds Peculiar. I'm going to play in a few bizarre sound effects, and I want you to tell me what you think they are. We're going to start with you, Graham Garden, and here's your sound effect coming up now. Right, you've had time to consider that one, Graham. Is that all right?
Can you? Yeah, I suppose I have to. Goon with the wind. Hey, winner.
Yes, I think that's pretty good.
Very good.
Tim Brooke Taylor, here's your sound effect coming up now.
I dreamt this the other day. This is the sound of Selena Scott trying to get into my bedroom. Actually, I had a nightmare. It could also be the sound of Selena Scott trying to get out of my bedroom.
Or David Frost trying to get into your bedroom.
Yes.
Can we hear Tim's sound effect again and just check out whether he's right? What kept you?
Dentist.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Thing. Barry Crowley, here's your sound effect.
Marcel Marceau on a good day.
Is that was it, was it? That's a standing ovation at an SDP rally.
Oh. Okay,
we'll
we'll give you a proper sound effect now, Barry. Have a listen to this one.
Oh, yes. That was on World at One, I remember. That's Michael Foote making a decision.
Can we hear it again, see if he's right?
Goon with the wind again.
Okay.
Selena Scott pretty after she got into the bed.
Okay, Willie Rushton, here's your sound effect.
It's that much underrated series, Lou Grunt.
You all got close enough to the right answer. So let's go on now to Ad Lib Poem. And this is a game that we are all familiar with. I give someone the first line of a poem and they continue with the poem until I buzz them, and then the next person continues. And we'll start with you, Barry. And your first line is, come into the garden, Maud, and help me squash the slugs.
Come into the garden, Maud, and help me squash the slugs. I've got to clean the house out, I've got to beat the rugs, I've got to paper the living room, I've got to carpet the hall.
I've got to stick a moose head on the lavatory wall. I must hose down the peacocks. I must go and clean some cows. Oh, I've lots of things to do around and about the house. I am a busy little bee. A busy little bee am I.
The only difference between me and a bee is that I'm the one that can't fly. But as I rush about the house doing my daily chores, a friendly knock comes at the door and a voice cries out, what's yours? The same as yours, I cry at once. I'd like to make it plain.
And plain I made it straight away.
Nay, nay.
It came out just the same.
Could you also check his rhyming?
Yeah.
It's a poetic license.
It's run out.
Oh, so it has.
I went down to the beehive and heard a merry buzz. And suddenly I felt a sting upon my abacus. I leapt back with a horrific cry, crying, naughty, naughty bee.
Look what you've done to my abacus. Why, that will not agree with me, I said. My allergy. I think I'm about the middle of the second line, all right. You could call that obscene.
And the moral is, never get stung by a bee because you don't know where it's been.
Nearly.
Well, Graham gets 45 marks there for getting us out of a very nasty predicament, and I think we've got time. I mean, the week's only just started. We've got time to do another of those poems. So let's do one, and I'm going to give you, Graham, as you won that one, the opening line, which is, my love, she has a red, red nose that's always blown in tune.
My love, she has a red, red nose that's always blown in tune. She loves to play bad penny blues. It really is a boon to hear that merry, tinkling music trilling through the house.
Everybody keeps so quiet, as quiet as a mouse. The tune it is so beautiful as it hangs upon the air.
We listen and we marvel, 'tis a tune beyond compare. A tune so sweet and light and quite as smooth as silk. Although 'tis played upon her nose, it reminds us of Ackerbilk. Now there's a tale I soon could tell about that merry chap.
Chap, Willie.
Chap. Why, when he plays through his nose, the people shout out. And throw their hats into the air and say, try some other organ.
And Acker cries out, certainly not, and leaps into his Morgan and drives away along the road. And my love follows on her scooter.
Oh. This poem started out, you know, with a girl who could play on a hooter. If you think this poem's long and you would like to see the ending of it here and now, you can rely on me, the end.
Very good, Tim. Very good. Not artistic,
but
very good.
I came back at the end, didn't I, Hump?
Yes.
Where
yes.
Have you been?
No. Prendergast.
Okay, we'll hurry along now to the next game, which is Face the Music. If you remember the TV program Face the Music, you'll probably recall a round called the Dummy Keyboard. We're now bringing this round to radio.
So that was Steve Rose.
Collins Sell will play a tune on the dummy keyboard, and the teams will try to work out what it is. Listen carefully, teams. Colin, away you go. Thank you, Colin.
Sounded like the sore knuckle samba to me. If any of the listeners can read Morse code, I should contact your solicitor, Colin, immediately.
What you suggested is physically impossible.
With the piano lid shut.
Tim, any idea?
The girl from Ipanema, wasn't it?
Well, don't ask me.
Either that or Beethoven's Tenth.
Well, which?
Could you just play that last bit again?
Well, you might be right, you might be wrong.
That was it.
Barry, I think you have an alternative.
I thought it was a national anthem.
Why didn't you stand up?
It's not ours, Hump. Not ours.
I think it was Daisy Daisy.
Is it that?
Okay, now we're going to ask Colin to actually play it on the proper piano, and we'll see who's right. And you were right. So we go on now to the last game, which is where it's the game called Yellow Pages. I've told you about it earlier in the program. And we come to the point now where I ask the teams for their appropriate entries in the Yellow Pages for...
Grocers and gunsmiths.
Grocers or gunsmiths.
And not the grossmiths.
Get them out of the way very quickly, Mr. and Mrs. Gunn and their sons, Tommy and Stan.
And from Treasure Island, Bryn Gunn.
Tommy Gunn, incidentally, is a small bore. I thought you'd like to know that.
There's Winchester, 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 Winchester. Oh, if I say Winchester, 73. Winchester.
There's Orson Welles with probably the best Luger in the world.
There's Miss Titt.
Oh, the grocers have arrived.
Oh, good.
Under S for soup, they've... Consommy Davis Jr., Nigel Stock, and Molly Gattoni.
Please would you welcome a rather bad-tempered German, Herr Eckert Bean, who's a bit of a sauerkraut.
Loretta Tui.
Minnie Stoney. Nat King Coleslaw. Oh, sorry.
Welcome return, I think, to Mr. and Mrs.
pound of apples and their son Alf a pound of apples.
Oh, there's Al Bran, who's currently appearing in The Loneliness of the Long Distance Runner.
And Mr. and Mrs. It, and their grandmother has moved to Australia and is now known as the Pommy Gran It.
And some of the gunsmiths have come back.
Oh, have
they? Will you welcome all the way from Scotland, dart playing Jockey Wilson's Spare False Teeth? That's his extra set.
Cabaret time, undersea for cabaret. There's Toya Bean, accompanied by the orchestra of Camembert Camfert.
This is where I say it's the end of this week's programme. Join us again next week. Until then, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them for music. The programme was produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.